Last time on Mystery Date.
With Melora's return, it's a sign of, like, good things to come, but we need to awaken the spirit guardians, tear down the wall, and bring down the Dark King.
Jack, just wanted to check in, make sure our deal's still on. Just wanted to let you know I think we're doing pretty good, so I hope you bet early, because I don't think we're going to be underdogs tomorrow.
He's like, oh, don't you even worry about it. And you see behind him, he's got his two cronies, and they're both holding, like, large chests that are already, like, full of gold.
Any chance you have you heard who else has been fighting? We've kind of just seen, the people we've been involved with.
Yeah, but so you do that, and then so Zero the Dragonborn's like, wow, that was great. Yeah, more stuff like that. I love that. Just like that other mage. He's like... We have to sign forms to sit in audience.
Oh, hey, it's okay. Don't worry, we're not gonna tell anybody. It's okay. We know that was just an accident. You're talking about the fireworks. It's an audience mistake. It's no problem. Don't worry.
Okay. Just to be safe, I'm gonna use my Eldritch Sight real quick.
What does that do?
I cast Detect Magic at will.
So
how big is the radius? Just like the whole room?
Let me double check.
Or is it just like on this guy?
it's an AOE, but I don't know what the
A is.
What the A B.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes is not a range.
Nope.
Time range, I guess. 30 feet radius.
Okay, yeah, so I guess you're just scanning the room, basically. You don't get any hits off of this guy. You get hits off of, like, you know, the magical gear that your companions have. So, like, you know, Shatterspike, I think, is magical. I think, Raphael's got a magical bow now with, like, the bone piece on it that he got from...
Plus, of course, oh, shit, what's it called? These nuts!
Oh, those nuts. Yeah, your nuts glow, and then the crystal bird, I
guess. Are there orcs around?
Oh, yeah.
There's I think one of the ladies has, like, a necklace that seems to be, like, pinging your signal, but, like, nothing else in this room is really pinging.
Nothing threatening, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well.
So there's going to be a caster.
Yeah, which we probably could have just assumed.
He has his hands over his mouth still, but he, like, nods.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He doesn't nod, then.
I'm saying that to my friends, not my in-game friends.
So there's going to be a caster.
Friends is a reach.
Yeah, he nods.
He's,
like, looking around while he's nodding. He doesn't want to get in trouble.
It's to be expected. Lots of adventuring parties have a caster. It makes sense. They probably have, like, some kind of big burly person or creature or something.
I start waving as though that's me for the party.
He looks confused.
It's not you. It's not you. Come on.
Wow!
Yeah, his eyes get really big when you start describing just, like, a standard group of people.
And I go, ignore him. He has all his blood and he is just like this all the time.
yeah, kids.
You know how it is. Do you have any kids yourself?
He's like, yeah, I got a teen daughter. She's hard to relate to, you know?
Oof.
Give her a weapon.
Like, Dad, why are you going to the gladiator games and gambling instead of getting a real job? And I'm like, well, it's more fun this way, you know?
I say, hey, I tell you what, you won't need to get a real job if you bet on us tomorrow.
All right, on.
And that's the truth. Because Stone Cold said so, and I dumped two of the beers from the thing over my head. Like, I'm trying it out. I saw somebody do it. I just tried to try it out. He said, because Stone Cold said so. He dumps it.
Excuse me, sir. Austin 316. Am I right?
Exactly. That's something. There's something there. I'm going to workshop that. Again, on merch.
Yeah.
How many people do you think are walking around right now with an Austin 316 tattoo? Like... We're talking 4 digits, 5 digits.
High fours or low fives, I would say.
I would say high fours.
I don't know what this is.
That's probably for the best, Marigold.
Okay,
Well, I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, we're just going to, I don't know. Are we going to get, I think the best way to find out what we're facing is to fucking face them. But it's up to you.
It's probably, if it's a standard party, we'll just do what we're going to do anyway. I think we can start prepping for tomorrow.
Does anyone have a take on what I should bring with me? Just stick with Sylvester or mix it up?
The invisibility is pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
And yeah, I think that's good.
I'll have to recast like before the fight, but can we just say that like I just do that?
Because you're going to do it as a ritual anyway, so yeah, it's not like it's going to use a spell slot.
Yeah.
Dockily dockily.
And then I guess if you need to pick any spells for tomorrow.
I don't actually. Warlocks are weird.
Oh, cool.
I have my whole spell list. My spell list is limited, but they're all prepared. That's like the warlock give and take.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I wonder if we can maybe tomorrow. Like, do we want to try to take the caster out first to make the fight more straightforward, or you know, split off one to one? The boy or coward tactics were pretty effective of just like sledding back and blasting. Like that could work on the big burly person, perhaps.
I think we should pick who we think will go down easiest and take him down. And we can't know that now, but let's mind meld, potentially using my telepathy, and decide who we're gonna fucking take out and take him out.
Okay. Good plan.
Yeah. Unless there's a healer, then we gotta kill the healer first.
Well, then we'll just pick the healer, dipshit.
All right, easy. Hey,
boy, do not come at your dunkle like that.
Or like that.
Boy, I gotta go.
yeah, I guess I'll probably just lounge around a little bit in the bar, just kind of soaking it in, shaking some hands, kissing some babies, and. And then head up to bed for the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, and I'm just gonna every time my quasit expires, resummon my quasit. Named Sylvester.
Sounds good. All right. You guys do a nice rest, count that as a long rest for sure. Overnight in this pub/inn. Heal up. Poor, poor beat up people. Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the morning, remember, I think Tiny, the dragonborn thug, they're all dragonborns, shares the room with you, and he's like, all right, guys, time to get up, time to do one more fight.
Hell yeah!
Can do.
I'm so tired of babysitting you, you're all so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, buddy, change my diaper.
Absolutely not. I just don't like that one's on, like, speed dial. It's just, like, it happens too much.
It just, there are so many times that it applies. How often do you expect me to use...
Kill your son and get a hams.
there's some that are more applicable than others.
I love
there's
that
There's a lot
one.
Of weird booths in this town. Maybe that's relevant. You haven't tried them all.
Well, let's kill somebody else's sons.
Right on.
Get hams.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, do you want to just proceed to the arena?
Yeah, I want to slice them up.
Let's go.
Yeah, you can get a grab-and-go turkey leg sandwich if you want from the
okay,
pub again.
Yeah,
definitely.
Those are available every morning to the gladiators.
Sure. Get that protein!
Yeah, get those gains.
Yeah, can I take some pre-workout before I go?
I mean, that's what the turkey is for.
Creatine shits?
Nope.
That was why I replied with the turkey leg as my saying that I was in for tonight.
I got that.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I understood. So you go to the arena. Very similar deal. You can meet up with Drac and his cronies underneath the arena seats by the area where you're gonna like go into the arena. He's like, all right, you guys, don't fuck this up for me. I got a lot of money riding on this.
Yeah, man, I definitely won't die for you.
I mean, if we fuck up, it's obviously not on purpose. It's not to spite you. I'm not going to get sold into slavery to spite you.
He looks at you and he's like, Okay, I'm not sure. Not 100% sure
just,
about that.
Just think how much someone would have to give us a throw fight where when you lose, you get sold into slavery or killed.
Well, also, I have your dog or whatever this is, and you see Raspy still kind of just floating in like a four pillow, like, whoop.
I got Raspy!
She whacks his tail.
It's all I can do not to put an Eldritch Blast between this dude's eyes.
Same.
When
same.
He's talking about Raspy this way. Like, I'm about to derail this quest line and kill this motherfucker.
I want to lean over, or I guess lean up to Barker and go, do you think he's going to, like, stab him or something?
Probably. Not that Raspy will give a fuck.
Yeah, we'll know that Raspy still has a sword, like, in his ribs.
Yeah.
Because Raspy's the fucking man.
It's just part of him now. He's into it.
Good.
Or it's into him.
Yeah, it's into him. Good.
They're become one.
Yep. He's like, all right, I'll just be in my seat, and then you guys do your thing. Do your nasty thing.
I start doing the worm. That's what I said.
He just worm into the stadium.
I'm doing that nasty thing.
So much, and he goes up to his seat. Yeah,
that'd be so fucking funny. They like open the doors, and you just worm into the center.
Yeah. Can I get a performance check if you're really worming into the arena?
I'm gonna definitely be worming at least through the doors, but I'll probably be like realize like I'll come to be like I shouldn't be worming right now. So I'm not gonna commit.
It's like a very cold, like uneven ground, like in the arena. It's like cold, snowy sand.
It's like when you start talking to yourself like out loud, and you're like, "What am I doing right now? Like, I gotta like." Pretend to be normal in public.
Oh man, I was doing that at work today in the bathroom, and then I saw someone in the stall, and I was like, shut up, you.
Oh my god, that happens to me all the time at work. I'm such a weirdo.
Bart should fire off some Eldritch Blasts, though. You know, they said they wanted more performance. Give them a little something. I'm gonna shake my little booty on the way out there, I'll tell you that.
Sly is on my shoulder, and as long as it's not costing me any initiative type stuff, I have no issue with just, I start blasting Danny DeVito style.
19 yeah. on my performance check when you're ready to, when we swing back.
Audience is like losing their shit. They love it. They see you doing the worm. They're just like, yeah, Dunkle! And they're like losing their mind. You see Zero in the audience, like you spot him somehow, the dragonborn friend from last night, and he's like crying. Like he's just like so amazed with this. He's like, he points and you can see him, like his mouth is so large, you can see him being like, that's my friend, and he's like pointing at you.
They're all yelling, he's doing the McGirt. That's the dance that McGirt did. Everyone knows about the legendary McGirt and his dance. That's the McGirt dance.
I want to start chanting, do that nasty thing. I'm like, do that nasty thing. Do that nasty thing. And then I start doing the worm again on the ground, and then I want to see if the people will pick it up.
They do pick it up. You're a very good performance role. It's carrying you. It just pick. They are all like, yeah, do that nasty thing. And like the Eldritch Blasts are happening. And again, you're hearing some quacks in your ear while you do it. It's fine. And then they're all like, wow, look at this.
Sylvester is also doing the McGurk, but no one can see it because he's still invisible.
Yeah, that's fine. That doesn't help. But it's nice to know that it's happening.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped.
And then Samson is there.
He should.
Yeah, can I? Let me do the five step real quick. You guys don't know the five step?
I only know two step.
The five step is like that, is the classic breakdancing thing when they're like on their hands, it looks like their legs going around.
I legitimately thought that was the six step. Is that not the six step?
Is it the six step? I thought it was the five step. I don't fucking know. I'm not a b-boy.
Neither am I.
I need a performance check for that because I don't know if I can just let Samson do that.
Yeah, I'm going to use my inspiration on this.
Wow.
Smart.
Dumbest
Love that.
Motherfucker in the world.
No, he's smart.
What was that?
I said you're the dumbest motherfucker in the world.
I'm happy with my decision. That's a 16.
Yeah, the crowd's feeling it. They're not like feeling it as hard as they're feeling the McGirt dance, but they are into what's happening.
As long as I'm not bringing anybody down, I'm okay with that.
I will say just like the crowd is like so into what you guys are throwing down that each of you will get advantage on your first like attack in this next upcoming fight.
Does that include Sylvester?
No.
That's good. It doesn't matter. Sylvester's not going to attack because he's not allowed to.
He's not buoyed by the like adoration of the audience in the same way as the three of you.
Now, what kind of chumps have to deal with this home team advantage that we've got going on?
Great question. So you get out to the middle of the arena with the referee that's like meeting you there, and they kind of like silence the crowd and like, you know, like signal, and the other gate across the arena opens up. And you see your competitors walk in, and immediately you guys recognize the forms of Nikolai Fish, and Gertrude.
God damn. Oh. It's about to go down.
Yeah. And they roll in.
We have no issues with sending these motherfuckers back to the mud, right?
Absolutely not.
Cool. Because it does... There is some, like... I guess theocratic almost issues with like, do we need to offer them salvation before we kill? No. We're just gonna kill these motherfuckers and move on.
Yes.
With
our lives. I don't know if I'll be able to pull a trigger on Nikolai Fish. He might be my best friend. But I will definitely like shoot him at the beginning with an arrow, and then whatever happens after that sort of happens. Like, I'm not gonna not, if I have the opportunity to not kill him while knocking him unconscious, I might do it, but I'm not going to, like, not kill him at the expense of, you know, any of us losing this thing.
I mean, the nice thing about me leveling up to 5 is I can do 2 Eldritch Blasts per turn, so if I have to put 1 through each of your goddamn skulls at once, I'll do it.
Nikolai Fish.
Yeah, so they approach. Can I get a perception check from all of you, please? This is not advantage, this is just normal.
Yeah.
10.
Ooh, natural 20, baby.
6, baby.
Alright, so, Samson, you notice at the door that the three challengers are emerging from, you see a pair of Kingsguard back there, seemingly having like pushed the three of them into the arena as the doors close. So you peeped them. The other thing you notice is that Diesel in particular looks a little gray and a little sickly and maybe even a little green around the edges. The other two look normal.
Yo, dogs, they're mad Kingsguard up in this piece, so we gotta be careful for them after we win. And also, they might be like super soldiering up Diesel over here with that mushroom gravy. I don't really know.
I'm gonna telepathically communicate. Fellows, should we...
Sorry, the voice gets me every time.
Because you're not used to me being so manly!
So manly, from a little boy.
Should we, quote-unquote, accidentally take out some of these Kingsguard? Because I think they're going to come get us, and it might be good to get them earlier rather than later. Like, maybe I'll miss and accidentally... take someone's chrome dome off.
Yeah, maybe, I mean, maybe see how the fight's going. That's a good idea to get him out of our hair. But yeah, maybe, I guess as long as we're doing okay, that's fine.
Yeah, like towards the end, maybe you miss one.
Yeah, I will say that the gates that you guys come in through, they're like solid metal. So when the gates close, you don't like see them anymore. But Samson like peeped them before the gates closed all the way.
Well.
So they're like, yeah. But yeah. If you guys want to shoot the doors or something, you can go crazy.
We should probably go. So what? I think maybe Drac would help us get out of here. Like, if we get caught by that Kingsguard, he's not going to get... how is he going to get more money out of me at extortionate interest rates? We've got to go for Nikolai first here, right? He seems like probably the weakest one.
Yeah, probs. I don't know. We just gotta watch out. I think something crazy is going on with Diesel. But yeah, that's fine.
Right. I think we have, like you said, he's probably all souped up.
Yeah. Well, let's kill the fish man.
Yeah, so they give you, like, a moment to do kind of what they do at the beginning of, what, like, wrestling matches, where you're kind of, like, mad-dogging each other.
Sure.
So Diesel is just kind of like, "Arr," and then Gertrude's like, "Hey, handsome," to you, Samson.
Right.
And that makes me sad.
Okay. And then Nikolai Fish is like, I guess I hope you're ready for this.
Nikolai, what's wrong with your what's wrong with your friend over there? He looks crazy.
He's like, what do you mean?
He's all gross looking. What did they do to you?
It's just nothing. Nothing.
Is he lying? Yeah. Does it look like he's lying?
Can you give me a check to see?
He's lying. As long as it's over one, you better be able to tell if he's lying.
17.
Yeah, he's totally lying.
I go, hey, if you let us just win, we'll protect you from the Kingsguard.
I mean, I don't think it's the Kingsguard I have to be protected from. And then Diesel looks over at him and like glares and is just like shaking his head like.
I'm gonna telepathically, so that Diesel doesn't know, say, from whom do you need protection?
Saying to Nikolai?
Yeah.
He's like,
Is it, sorry, it's just me. And then I wave. It's just me, this is what I sound like when I'm in your brain!
He's like, I feel like I should be familiar with this, because I'm a mage, but okay.
It's okay, don't, it helps not to think about it. It seems like there's a corruption dealie. Tell me all about it!
I don't know, we were told we wouldn't be slaves anymore if we came in here and killed you, but then also Diesel didn't want to do it, but it is something to him, and now he really wants to kill you and also me if I don't also kill you.
If you could give me a good reason, politically speaking, to not kill you, we cannot kill you. But I don't know is not a good reason not to kill you.
I mean, I don't really want to die, but I also don't want to be a slave, so I don't know.
I hereby recommend surrendery.
He looks so... Diesel still is, like, glaring at you guys. Referee's like, all right, this is weird, no one's actually talking, and he's like, splits you guys up.
Well, yeah. Hold on. When Gertrude tried to flirt with me...
In a really creepy way.
Yeah, exactly. Her obvious disdain for me threw me into a rage. So I just want to make that clear that I am raging.
Okay.
As we're walking kind of back to our sides, I sort of go, I think Gertrude was hitting on me.
That makes me even madder.
I feel like we're just about ready to roll initiative and then cut the ep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just, like, we can just, like, wrap it before the fight actually starts. So I guess, like, yeah, you hear, you know, the crossers cheering, Great Finn, because the Great Finn, giant puffin man appears, and he's gonna speak into his megaphone again, and he's like, ladies and gentlemen, they're all like, ah! They're all, like, so loud because they're so hyped on your dancing and blasting and other dancing and stuff. He's like, today we have the final round of this month's gladiator games, and everyone's like, bah! And it's like, on this side we have the Dunkle Boys,
and you just hear mad vuvuzelas,
and I'm just like, I didn't the Dunkle Boys, I'm not either of the Dunkle Boys, and I sit pretzel style on the sand like,
no, you're the Dunkle Boy,
and then I stand back up like, oh, okay, cool.
yeah.
And on this corner, we have the fish tank. They're like, oh. Nikolai looks embarrassed. Like, he's like, I don't know why they named the team after me.
When they announce the fish tank, Samson rips a huge one.
It reverberates perfectly through the arena. Everyone's like, ew.
Got him.
Also nice.
Got him.
Classic.
Yeah. Gertrude looks pissed at this display you've made. She also farts, but it's not as loud. She's not standing in the right spot
to make
it reverberate as much, and she looks upset that it wasn't as good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and he lifts up his mighty, you know, flap wings, whatever puffins have, and he's like, let it begin! And, like, the trumpets go, and it's time for the fight to start, and we can cut it there if you guys want.
Do you want to roll initiative now, or...?
It's up to you. We can do, like, something for 20 minutes, or we can just wrap it here. Oh gosh, I forgot to do a pose.
Well, I mean, we could roll initiative so you have it, or, I mean, it doesn't matter, or we could do it next
time. It's up to you, Marigold.
We'll just do it next time. All right. I don't need it to plan or anything, I think, so.
As long as you remember that Sylvester the Quasit is in play.
I think you need to remember that.
I think we all do.
I think it's something for all
Zach
of us.
Zach nodded when I said that.
All of
so
us.
Sure
think
right.
about it. Think about it.
Put the quasit back in Christmas, am I right?
I mean, I always, like, write a bunch of notes after we end, so I'll make a note that we have to roll initiative, and I'll say something about the quasit.
These goddamn Democrats are taking the quasit out of Christmas. I'm sick of it.
Like, he's trapped in the quasit? Yeah.
There is Elmer someone Fun on cover. my dog walk path that every Christmas season puts up a sign that says, keep the Christ in Christmas. And I'm like, I guess fuck you. Like, this is all I know about you, but I'm pretty sure I hate you. And
also, it's just like, no one's trying to do that.
Yeah.
So it's really upsetting. Like, no one's like, let's just call it Muss.
Muss.
Well,
you guys down with Muss?
Well, I mean, I guess there is Xmas.
But that also means Christ.
Dude, the X is like literally supposed to be the cross, I think.
Yeah.
People are the worst.
But yeah, I think it's time Starbucks finally takes down the Christian elites with their happy holiday mugs. This is the year.
With their red cups that have no nativity scenes on them. How dare they?
I want to watch a baby in a manger. And you're like, all right.
Gingerbread people, I need to know it's a man.
They can be men and they can be women, but they can't be anything in between.
Unless
I
they're a
eat
baby.
Them gingerbread genitalia.
Yikes.
Now, why didn't I pull that for the soundboard? That's my question.
Gingerbread genitalia, new band name.
Goodbye forever.
It's been a treat.